Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nazir. We've discussed that at the conclusion of the Nazirus, the Nazir cuts his hair and brings karbanos. Our Mishnah and those that follow, the beginning, the first Mishnah and the succeeding Mishnayos in Perek Gimel, discuss how we calculate the timing of this concluding process. So Mishnah Aleph begins, Misha Amar Harini Nazir. If a person made an unspecified Nazirus, I will be a Nazir. So of course we know that that means he must be a Nazir for 30 days. Therefore, Megaleach Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. He should complete 30 whole days and then cut his hair and bring his karbanos on day 31. However, the Mishnah says, Im Gilach Yom Shloshim, if he cut his hair on the 30th day, well, then we make use of a principle Miktsas hayom kikulo. Part of the day counts as a whole day. And therefore, since he did keep Nazirus for part of the 30th day, even for just a moment or two, that counts as if he did the entire 30th day. And the taglachas and karbanos that he brought on day 30, yatsa. He fulfills his obligation and he is done. And that's okay. He's supposed to wait for day 30, 31, but if he does it on day 30, it's fine. On the other hand, if he said Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom, if he explicitly specified that he is going to be a Nazir for 30 days, so that means 30 complete days. And he is not able to use the principle of Miktsas Hayom Kikulo because he specified 30 days. Therefore, he must wait until day 31 for his taglachas and his karbanos. And so Im Gilach Liyom Shloshim, if he did do the taglachas on day 30, lo yatsa. It doesn't work. It doesn't fulfill his obligation, meaning he would have to wait another 30 days, right? Because that's the minimum for taglachas, and then do the taglachas and karbanos.